This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Heading into a new day is always a great thing. Isn't it neat how God has designed this world with days and nights so that as we go to sleep and wake up, there's a sense of freshness, a new opportunity to live our lives as we ought to. And as we go into this day, don't ever forget that the most important factor in you being able to live the way God designed you to live is that you live each day in daily relationship with God. There's nothing like it. God in relationship with you. And this week we're talking about the spiritual blessings that we have through our relationship with Jesus Christ. And this is exactly what the Apostle Paul focuses in on when he writes to the Ephesians in the Bible, in Ephesians chapter 1. Let me read this passage to you, starting in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished on us. In all wisdom and insight he made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his kind intention, which he purposed in Christ, with a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is, the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things upon the earth. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, having been predestined according to his purpose, who works all things after the counsel of his will. Well, in that beautiful passage, I hope you noticed that twice he talked about this idea of our second blessing, that we have been adopted as the children of God. That's what he said. Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world, in love he predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. That means that we have the status of a son of God, of a daughter of God, just as if we were his birth children. He only had one child by nature, that was Jesus Christ. But we've been adopted into his family, and as he says, that means that we have obtained an inheritance. What is the Father's? God's becomes ours. I'm not sure if you can really get your mind around the bigness of that to be a child of the God of this universe and to be blessed with everything he has, it's almost beyond our comprehension. And we need to accept this incredible gift. What a ridiculous thing it would be not to accept this gift of God, to become his child and become an heir of everything that is his. When you become a child of God, you become a person who has access to God. You can run right into his presence and talk to him. And he is ready with all the resources of his being to take care of you, his child. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.